Hey girlies, and welcome back to the pod. Today we are talking all about books. I'm going to be giving you some of my best fall book recommendations. So a bunch of spooky themed stuff, some scary books, fantasy, romance, murder mystery, pretty much everything that's like fun about fall. So get excited. But first we have best and worst of the week. This week has just been so nonstop overall, I would say, which is different from my normal routine because I would say most of my schedule is pretty chill, pretty relaxed, but I swear every day this week I had something going on and it was something big, and I'm working on finishing all my college applications, which is really exciting. I'm planning on doing like a college application video with tips, stuff you need to know. Sometime in the future, but I wanted to do that once I have everything done and like the whole process is over, if you know what I mean. But I'm doing early action for some schools, which the deadline is November 1st, so pretty soon. I'm looking at the date right now. It's a little stressful, but I'm just trying to turn in all my applications on the same day at the same time because I don't want to have to worry about it after November 1st. So I'm just trying to get it all done. And I think I'm almost there. I'm just working on two more supplemental essays. I think 6 out of the 10 schools I'm applying to had them. And most of those schools had 2, 3, or 4 supplementals. So I had a lot of work for all the schools in general. And I had an interview this week. I actually had 2, which was a lot, and community service, a lot of stuff going on. Best thing I will say that happened all week is that I went to an apple orchard. It was so fun. I went with one of my friends and we did all the little kid activities. There was like a big slide, there was a corn maze. It's called like a rat race where it kind of looks like you're running in a tire, sort of, which was fun. And then we went to a cute little pumpkin patch and we picked apples and it was so fun. I'll probably post a picture of it, but it was just so cute and so many good fall vibes. And finally, the weather is actually fall-esque. It's like 50 degrees. I know I've been saying every day because it's been in the 80s and the 90s. I'm like, wow, I just want it to be fall. But now that it's 50, it feels freezing and I don't know what to do. I've also like run out of sweaters to wear, so we'll see. I love fall though, mainly for the fashion because you get to be all cozy and oh, it's so nice. But I'm excited because this upcoming week I don't have school on Friday, so I'm going to DC to visit some schools, visit my cousins, visit my siblings, visit my friend. Pretty much everything is just in DC right now for me, which is kind of funny, but I'm excited and I think that'll be fun. And then this week I also just have a lot going on. I really want to get all my applications done and just submit them this week, but we'll see if that happens. I don't know when November 1st is, but apparently it's soon, less than 2 weeks maybe. But this week overall pretty good, just a little hectic, very busy. And yeah, I also started watching Squid Games with my dad last night because everyone has been talking about it and is obsessing. I watched the first episode and part of the second one, and I just can't really get into it, but I feel like I would like it. But at the same time, it's just, I don't like guns. I don't like hearing shooting, which is funny because a lot of the shows I watch do have like a lot of shooting, a lot of violence. Like Peaky Blinders is pretty much just shooting for 40 minutes every episode. Like Game of Thrones, that's not shooting, but it's violence. Anyways, but I don't know. It just was not my fave. I'm still watching Gilmore Girls. I don't know if I ever told you guys that, but I was watching that. And I didn't really get into it. I was just watching it to see when these certain people would get together. And now that I'm in season 5, I actually am in it. And I like it a lot. And I've also started reading a new book, which is, in fact, probably the first book that I'm gonna suggest to y'all. And yeah, very exciting times. I'm just so ready for college applications to be done because then I'll have more free time to actually do stuff and maybe relax and sleep and get all my homework done on time, you know, just fun, normal things that would be nice. But yeah, okay. Enough about me. Time for some of the books. So the first one is the book that I'm reading right now. I am in the middle of it, but I just thought I should suggest it because it's very like spooky witches fantasy type romance. And the name is just really cute. I actually think it just came out this year in September. So when I got it, it was kind of expensive, but I had heard people talking about it and my older sister had told me about it. So I was like, might as well. So here we go. It is called The X Hex by Aaron Sterling. And like I said, it's a fantasy book. It has witches, small town vibes, and of course, romance, because what else would I be reading? Actually, a surprising amount of the books that I'm giving you guys don't have that much romance, or maybe that it's not like the focal scene of the book, which just made me kind of proud of myself for branching out. Okay. I'll read you the description of the book. 9 years ago, Vivian Jones nursed her broken heart like any young witch would. Vodka, weepy music, bubble baths, and a curse on her horrible boyfriend. Sure, Vivi knows she shouldn't use her magic this way, but with only an quote-unquote orchard hayride, end quote, I hate saying that, scented candle on hand, she isn't worried it will cause him anything more than a bad hair day or two. That is until Rise Penhollow, descendant of the town's ancestors, breaker of hearts, and annoyingly just as gorgeous as he always was, returns to Graves Glen, Georgia. What should be a quick trip to recharge the town's ley lines and make an appearance at an annual fall festival turns disastrously wrong, with one commodity, I don't know how to say that, that's embarrassing, whatever. After another striking rise, Vivi realizes her silly little ex-hex may not have been so harmless after all. Suddenly, Graves Glen is under attack from murderous wind-up toys, a pissed-off ghost, and a talking cat with some interesting things to say. Vivi and Rise have to ignore their off-the-charts chemistry to work together to save the town and find a way to break the breakup curse before it's too late. Wow, super cute. But this book is honestly very funny. Obviously, fall vibes, small town, witches, and you just know he's hot. I think I've read like 100 pages of it, so I'm not quite sure how it ends, but I'll keep you posted, probably on Instagram stories. You can follow me at the Girly Girl Podcast if you aren't already. This book overall, it's just been really cute so far. And it's kind of enemies to lovers, or I guess it would technically be lovers to enemies to lovers. I don't know. I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I'm going to assume, obviously, because if you read the description of the book, you would know. But this book has been really cute. And yeah, 10 out of 10 would recommend. Also, y'all, if you want more book recommendations, you can follow me on Goodreads. I think just search my name, Carmen Applegate, and it should show up. And you can like follow my reviews, see what I'm reading at the moment. I think you can see all the books I've read, books that I want to read. And that's always good if you need some recommendations, if you are interested in the same books as me. So now I like fantasy, I like romance, mystery, sometimes sci-fi, but honestly not as much. I used to be obsessed with sci-fi in middle school, but I can't anymore. It's kind of dumb. Me saying that's why I'm literally recommending a book about witches. Yay! Okay, next book is called The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins, and this is a thriller. It's mystery, murder mystery, and it is honestly so creepy and so many twists and turns. I really thought I was going to predict the end of the book, but I didn't, which is frustrating, but at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, glad I didn't predict that, because that's kind of boring. But I definitely, it was a book that was like jaw dropped. I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously? Did that actually happen? And it's really short too. So if you're just getting into books, this I think is good. But let me read you the description. Meet Jane. Newly arrived to Birmingham, Alabama, Jane is a broke dog walker in Thornfield Estates, a gated community full of McMansions, shiny SUVs, and bored housewives. The kind of place where no one will notice if Jane lifts the discarded candles and jewelry off the side tables of her well-heeled clients. Where no one will think to ask if Jane is her real name. But her luck changes when she meets Eddie Rochester. Recently widowed, Eddie is Thornfield Estate's most mysterious resident. His wife, Bee, drowned in a boating accident with her best friend. Their bodies lost to the deep. Jane can't help but see an opportunity in Eddie. Not only is he rich, brooding, and handsome, he could also offer her the kind of protection she has always yearned for. Yet, as Jane and Eddie fall for each other, Jane is incredibly haunted by the legend of Bee, an ambitious beauty with a rags-to-riches origin story who launched a wildly successful Southern lifestyle brand. How can she, plain Jane, ever measure up? And can she win Eddie's heart before her past or his catches up to her? Ooh, oh my God, so good. Literally obsessed with this book. And let me just say, it's definitely not what you think. So obviously, they fall in love. But it's really interesting because every character in the book is haunted by something. And it's interesting to see, like, how their past manifests and, like, what it leads them to do or why some people did the things they did, because you hear something and you're like, oh my gosh, that is literally mental. They're a sociopath. Why would they do that? But then as the story goes along, it makes more sense and it does shift between different perspectives. So between Jane, Bee and Eddie, and also at different time frames too. So like when Bee and Eddie meet, when Jane meets Eddie, and the aftermath of their whole situation. And definitely super good, a little creepy. I guess it's technically a psychological thriller, but it's very interesting. I don't know. I always get obsessed with books that are like about rich people, but it's in a creepy way about them. Let me just say, this book was so good. And again, it's pretty short, but definitely packs a punch. There's a lot going on. And it's super interesting. Definitely some people have some issues. Lots of past trauma going on. Probably personality disorders. I would say don't quote me on that, though. But very interesting. Definitely some sociopaths in this, thrown in the mix, but very interesting. And of course it has like the Southern charm, which is cute, but it's like Southern charm with a twist, because obviously murder, so that would, I guess, mix some things up. I love how I'm saying Southern charm and I'm literally from Kentucky. I don't know, I don't consider myself that Southern. I guess some people would say otherwise. Some people would say I have an accent. I really don't think I do. Sometimes I can like force an accent if I wanted to, or depending on the situation, if I'm like with people who have heavier accents, then sometimes I do it for funsies, because why not? But yeah, The Wife Upstairs, definitely recommend. And I recently read that. It actually got me out of a reading slump. I kept reading books that I just would read for a little and I wasn't really interested in, and I kept like half reading books. They were all just boring, and this one definitely got me back into it. My older sister actually recommended it to me when I visited her, and she lent me her book, and it was in fact an actual book. Wow. If you haven't listened to my other book episodes, then you wouldn't know this, but I'm obsessed with my Kindle. It is my one true love. It's my favorite thing in my room. So I usually read everything on my Kindle. But she actually gave me an actual book, which was kind of weird. But I prefer my Kindle mainly because I can read in the dark and it doesn't hurt my eyes as much. Also, on Kindle, they made new updates and you can do dark mode. Okay, very cool. Kind of obsessed with it. I also have a pop socket on my Kindle, which if you have a Kindle, definitely do that. It makes it so much easier to hold and just to read in general. Okay, the next book is called The Beautiful, and it is a romance slash fantasy slash murder mystery, and this one is very cool. I guess it could also be historical fiction too. It has a lot going on, but very, very interesting. Okay. In 1872, New Orleans is a city ruled by the dead, but to 17-year-old Celine Rizou, I don't know if you say that, that's definitely wrong. Sorry, I don't take French. Anyways, that was embarrassing. Okay. New Orleans provides her a refuge after she's forced to flee her life as a dressmaker in Paris. Taken in by the sisters of the Ursuline Convent, along with six other girls, Celine quickly becomes enamored with the vibrant city, from the music to the flood, to the soirees, and especially to the danger. She soon becomes embroiled in the city's glitzy underworld, known as Le Cour des Lions. Again, not good with the French, and there's a lot of French in this book, so ignore me, but you get the gist. After catching the eye of the group's leader, the enigmatic Sebastian Saint Germain. I feel like my pronunciation is so embarrassing. When the body of one of the girls from the convent is found in the lair of the Court of Lions, Celine battles her attraction to him and suspicions about Sebastian's guilt, along with the shame of her own horrible secret. When more bodies are discovered, each time the crime more gruesome than the last, Celine in New Orleans become gripped by the terror of a serial killer on the loose. One Celine is sure to set in her sights, and who may even be the young man who has stolen her heart. As the murders continue to go unsolved, Celine takes matters into her own hands and soon uncovers something even more shocking. An age-old feud from the darkest creatures of the underworld reveals a truth about Celine she has always suspected simmered just beneath the surface. Yay. Okay. So, wow. This book has a lot going on. Obviously, it's like a little creepy. There's murder. There's a few murders. Mystery, a lot of suspicion, but of course, romance. And it's really, I don't know, it's just like so creepy and it was so good. And they don't say this in the description, but it happens pretty soon. But like dealing with like vampires and stuff. So if you like Vampire Diaries, it's like upgraded Vampire Diaries, or like premium version, I guess you could say. But definitely super, super good. But it's about the girl and she's hanging out with all these immortals and just gets twisted in it. And it's kind of like shows the dichotomy between like purity and like whatever impurity, I don't know a better word for the opposite, because obviously she's in a convent, but she's like a baddie, and she falls for another baddie. And also the thing she did that she thinks is so bad, it really isn't. Just gonna say that, but I guess during the time it would be. And that's the same with the wife upstairs. Like some of the things people did, obviously you're like, what the actual heck? But other times I'm like, why are we so upset about this, people? But this book was so, so good. I got obsessed, and it is in a series. I started the second book, but I was not a fan, so I stopped. But I definitely think this could be a standalone by itself if you're not interested in that. But it was really interesting with like culture of the times. I think New Orleans was super cool. If you like French, there's a lot of French in this book. I had to pull up some translations at times, just because if something's in a different language in a book, I just like to look it up to see what it means. Usually they'll explain it with the rest of the dialogue, but there is some French in here. But overall, super good. 10 out of 10, would recommend. Perfect for like spooky fall vibes, especially with Halloween coming up. So yeah, everybody check that one out. The next book I'm going to talk about is also a murder mystery, historical fiction, romance book. This one does have a lot less romance, though. It's more focused on solving the case, solving who's doing all these murders. And that is Stalking Jack the Ripper, which, oh my god, so good. Okay. 17-year-old Audrey Rose Wadsworth was born a lord's daughter with a life of wealth and privilege stretched out before her. But between the social teas and silk dress fittings, she leads a forbidden secret life. Against her stern father's wishes and society's expectations, Audrey often slips away to her uncle's laboratory to study the gruesome practice of forensic medicine. When her work on a string of savagely killed corpses drags Audrey into the investigation of a serial murderer, her search for answers brings her close to her own sheltered world. Oh my god. Y'all, this book, so good. So, I feel like the description didn't do the best job of explaining it. But it's about this girl. Obviously, she's rich. She has money in, I guess, society, so kind of like 1800s, women had certain expectations, and she did not fit that. Women weren't supposed to be in science, and she is just like a baddie, and we love her, and she's working with her uncle, and they're trying to solve all these cases, and she also meets a boy, of course, who is one of her uncle's like little helper persons, and they end up trying to solve this case together. And it's really interesting because it leads you to think that different people could be the murderer. And I know at one point, I think I guessed who it was, but definitely lots of twists and turns, a little spooky, serial killer vibes. How aesthetic. Wow. Kidding. But very, very cool. It was also interesting because I believe this book had like pictures in it from the time period, and it is also a series, and it doesn't keep talking about Jack the Ripper, but it goes to like a different case, but it's still the same characters. So this girl and the boy she meets, I haven't read it, but it looks good. And it's like they're traveling to different places to solve these cases, and it's really interesting. It kind of shows it's like girl power in a way, because all these detectives couldn't solve the case, but then like Audrey Rose could, and kind of cool. Really liked this book, but yeah, 10 out of 10, would recommend. Okay, the next one is by the same author, and I loved this book. I'll say a little more than Stalking Jack the Ripper, but this one is just so good. I can't remember if I've talked about it, because I have done book episodes in the past. I'm sure a few of these books you might have heard me mention before, but that's just because they're so good and some of my favorites. But this one is Kingdom of the Wicked, and oh my god, obsessed. Literally obsessed with this book. I can't even explain. It's a fantasy, it's romance, and it's talks about hell and like demons, and it's very, very cool. Okay. Two sisters, one brutal murder, a quest for vengeance that will unleash hell itself in an intoxicating romance. Amelia and her twin sister, Victoria, are Strahe. Again, I can't pronounce anything. Witches who live secretly among humans, avoiding notice and persecution. One night, Victoria misses dinner service at the family's renowned Sicilian restaurant. Amelia soon finds the body of her beloved twin, desecrated beyond belief. Devastated, Amelia sets out to find her sister's killer and to seek vengeance at any cost, even if it means using dark magic that's been long forbidden. Then Amelia meets Wrath, one of the wicked princes of hell she has been warned against in tales since she was a child. Wrath claims to be on Amelia's side, tasked by his master with solving the series of women's murders on the island. But when it comes to the wicked, nothing is as it seems. Oh my God. Just let's just put this out here. You already know Wrath is hot. So, main story, there's the girl, and then there's a bunch of princes from hell who somehow, I can't remember exactly, but I don't want to spoil stuff. She gets intertwined with their mix, and ever since she was younger, her grandma has told her, obviously, like, you don't associate with them. They're demons, they're bad news, but she does. And one is really hot. And this book is also a series. I don't think the second book is out, but not quite sure. It might be coming out soon, maybe in December. Or if it is out, I just don't know. And I guess I am not paying enough attention. But this book is so, so interesting. And I can't remember if you find who actually killed the sister. But again, murder mystery, fantasy, witches. I believe there is, oh, there's not French in here because it's Italian, I think. There might be some, maybe some Latin because of witches. But again, very interesting enemies to lovers type book. And super good, 10 out of 10, would recommend. Okay, the next book is also a series, and it is probably my favorite fantasy series of all time. It's so, so, so good. I don't even know how to explain. I've read all the books that are out. I can't remember how many. There might be like 3 or 4. I don't know if the last one is actually the last one, you know, like the final book in the series. It's so good. And every book, so good. But it is called An Ember in the Ashes, Fantasy Romance. And it follows these two characters, Leia, I think that's how you say her name, probably not, and Elias. And it's so good. Okay, but anyway. Leia is a slave, Elias is a soldier. Neither is free. Under the martial empire, defiance is met with death. Those who do not vow their blood and bodies to the emperor risk the execution of their loved ones and the destruction of all they hold dear. It is in this brutal world, inspired by ancient Rome, that Leia lives with her grandparents and older brother. The family ekes out an existence in the empire's impoverished backstreets. They do not challenge the Empire. They've seen what happens to those who do. But when Leia's brother is arrested for treason, Leia is forced to make a decision. In exchange for help from rebels who promise to rescue her brother, she will risk her life to spy for them from those within the Empire's greatest military academy. There, Leia meets Elias, the school's finest soldier, and secretly its most unwilling. Elias wants only to be free of the tyranny he's been trained to enforce. He and Leia will soon realize that their destinies are intertwined and that their choices will change the fate of the Empire itself. Wow. Wow. So, this book, I don't even know how to explain how good it is and how obsessed, like, it made me. Their romance, iconic. And it takes a few books, but whatever. It's just so good, and it's kind of enemies to lovers because he's a soldier and he's like, ew, and he's kind of I guess close-minded in a way because they come from technically different countries, but her country was conquered by his, so he's like, no, you're lower than me, and she's like, oh, shut up. But both these characters are super likable, and their story, so good. Iconic, and there's violence, there's love, there's everything you could want in a book, and it's a series, but again, you don't have to read all the books, but I would recommend it. I think the most recent book actually came out this year, maybe in the spring or summer, I can't remember, but I know I read one of them recently, because I started the series when I was in sophomore year. But I might have to reread it again. I never reread books, but that's just how good it is that I want to. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just so kind of intoxicating in a way because you get wrapped up in this world, in like their society. You learn a lot. It's good world building, good romance, and it has so many different types of characters, and it's just really interesting. And the villain, so good. She's very iconic. They don't talk about her in here, but it's just really interesting to see how everything gets intertwined and how people are related to each other in the book. The next book I want to talk about is The Secret History by Donna Tartt. And this is fiction, mystery, thriller. I would say this might be one of the more subtle books that I have on the list, but it is definitely very creepy. And yeah. Under the influence of their charismatic classics professor, a group of clever, eccentric misfits at an elite New England college discover a way of thinking and living that is a world away from the humdrum existence of their contemporaries. But when they go beyond the boundaries of normal mortality, they slip gradually from obsession to corruption and betrayal, and at last into evil. Oh my god, y'all. This book, I would say, it kind of just reminds me, if you've seen in shows when people are tripping on acid, that's how I would describe this book. It's kind of like an acid trip. I would say, not that I've ever done that, because no, but just if you can imagine that for a second, it's a lot that you're just like, what is going on? But at the same time, you're like, this is kind of weird, y'all. And there is murder, I believe. And it's interesting because they're trying to like go beyond. It's similar to, I think maybe it was season 2 of Riverdale, where they're trying with like the blue powder and they're playing like this game. I can't remember what it's called. They're trying to ascend to the next level. It's pretty much that. That's how I would describe it. Riverdale, but at an elite New England college. I feel like it sounds really bad, but it's actually good. It is a very long book and did take me a hot minute to get through. I haven't read it in a while, though. But definitely interesting. Probably one of the more slower books on the list. So if you're not a big reading person, if it takes you like forever to get into a book, maybe this isn't for you. But if you read a lot, if you're interested, definitely recommend. Just wanted to put it on there because it is creepy. It is a little weird, a little strange, but I like books that are about like Ivy Leagues or about schools, colleges, universities, whatever in general, because I think it's really interesting. And actually another book I have on the list, I think it's about Yale. I haven't read it though, but I keep hearing people talk about it and I really want to read it. It is on my list, but again, most of these books on here I have read, but there are a few that I just added on there for funsies, like books that I'm looking forward to reading, or books that I've heard about, or books that just seem like fall vibes, but I haven't read yet. But again, most of these I have read. I'll let you know when we get somewhere, but I haven't read it yet. But yeah, okay. Next book is These Violent Delights by Chloe Gong, and this is a duology. So two books, and it is romance, historical fiction, and it is actually a retelling of Romeo and Juliet, which is, it's so interesting and just so creative, because you wouldn't think this was Romeo and Juliet, but like you can kind of tell, but it's just so out there. And I believe the woman who wrote this is actually in college at, I think it's UPenn, which is really interesting because she wrote a book and she's famous now and she's like in her early 20s, which I think is really inspirational. And I mean, good for her, obviously. And I follow her on TikTok. She's very cool. But this book is so good. It's about gangs. It has violence, territory, forbidden love. Oh my God. Literally, I would say textbook definition of forbidden love, y'all. Okay. The year is 1926 and Shanghai hums to the tune of debauchery. A blood feud between two gangs runs the streets red, leaving the city helpless in the grip of chaos. At the heart of it all is 18-year-old Juliet Cai, a former flapper who has returned to assume her role as the proud heir of the Scarlet Gang, a network of criminals far above the law. Their only rivals in power are the White Flowers, who have fought the Scarlets for generations. And behind every move is their heir, Roma Montagov, Juliet's first love and first betrayal. T. But when gangsters on both sides show signs of instability, culminating in clawing their own throats out, the people start to whisper of a contagion, a madness, of a monster in the shadows. As the deaths stack up, Juliet and Roma must set their guns and grudges aside and work together, for if they can't stop this mayhem, then there will be no city left for either to rule. Oh my god, y'all. This book is so interesting. It's really creepy, though, I will say, because as I mentioned, there's like sort of a plague going around where people get, it's kind of like bugs. I would say it spreads through bugs and affects their brain into thinking that they can't breathe, and they start to rip their throat out, therefore like killing themselves, which I actually had a nightmare about this recently. I haven't read the book maybe in a few months, but I had a nightmare that there was a bunch of bugs like crawling out of my scalp. It was really scary. Anyway, don't want to freak people out. But it's interesting because Juliet is kind of like an outsider because she went to the U.S. and she has now returned. So she's been gone for a while. She hasn't been in the business. So there's a lot of rivalries inside the Scarlet Gang. And of course, with the Scarlet Gang and the White Flowers. And it's interesting because they have to come together. They're both being affected by this sort of madness. And Juliet and Roma are coming together to kind of solve the case, figure out what the heck is going on. And I don't believe they figure it out completely because there is a second book, but I honestly don't remember the ending. And I think the second book is coming out soon, or it is just recently came out. But oh my god, y'all, this book, so interesting. And I like gang things. I like Peaky Blinders. That's the only gang thing I can think of that I like besides this. This book was really interesting, and I hadn't really read anything quite like it. And I liked how it was kind of Romeo and Juliet-esque, but it wasn't completely about that. And it was really interesting because it was like murder mystery type stuff. Okay, this is the last of the books that I have actually read. The next few are just ones that I think about, but it is Serpent and Dove. And I feel like I talk about it in every book episode I do. It's a fantasy, it's romance, but I'm just so, so obsessed with it. It's a series. This might also be, besides An Ember in the Ashes, one of my favorite series of all time. Bound as one to love, honor, or burn. 2 years ago, Louise LeBlanc fled her coven and took shelter in the city of Caesarine, forsaking all magic and living off whatever she could steal. There, witches like Lou are hunted. They are feared and they are burned. Sworn to the church as a Chaucer, Reed Diggory has lived his life by one principle: thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. His path was never meant to cross with Lou's, but a wicked stunt forces them into impossible union. Holy matrimony. The war between witches and church is an ancient one, and Lou's most dangerous enemies bring a fate worse than fire. Unable to ignore her growing feelings, yet powerless to change what she is, a choice must be made, and love makes fools of us all. Oh my god, guys. This book's so good. Enemies to lovers, because they obviously hate each other, and they're forced to get married, which is just so funny to me. And they, like, have to stay in the same small room, and he literally hates her, but it's just because he's, like, prejudiced, you know, because she's a witch, and he's like, I can't be with a witch. It's kind of like, what is it? Six of Crows? Is that what it was called? With, oh my god, why can't I remember it? But there was just, like, prejudice in that relation to where people just believe one certain thing, and he believes it so strongly in this book, but it's not like he hasn't necessarily a reason for it. but it is so good. And the series, I'm actually obsessed with it. If you read any of the books on this list, that one, 10 out of 10, would recommend. So good, so obsessed. Okay, the next book is Children of Blood and Bone, and I actually haven't read this, but it is a fantasy book, and I've heard a lot of good things. So yeah, they killed my mother, they took our magic, they tried to bury us, now we rise. Zoli Adebola remembers when the soil of Arusha hummed with magic. Burners ignited flames, tiders beckoned waves, and Zoli's reaper mother summoned forth souls. But everything changed the night magic disappeared. Under the orders of a ruthless king, Magi were killed, leaving Zoli without a mother and people without hope. Now Zoli has one chance to bring back magic and strike against the monarchy. With the help of a rogue princess, Zoli must outwit and outrun the crown prince, who is hellbent on eradicating magic for good. Danger lurks in Arusha, where snow leopards prowl and vengeful spirits wait in the waters. Yet the greatest danger may be Zoli herself, as she struggles to control her powers and her growing feelings for the enemy. Again, enemies to lovers sounds so, so, so good. The next book that I want to recommend that I've heard about that I really want to read, this is the Yale Secret Society mystery book, and it's about Alex. So it says, Galaxy Alex Stern is the most unlikely member of Yale's freshman class. Raised in Los Angeles by a hippie mom, Alex dropped out of school early and into the world of shady drug dealer boyfriends, dead-end jobs, and much, much worse. By age 20, in fact, she is the sole survivor of a horrific unsolved multiple homicide. Some might say she's thrown her life away, but at her hospital bed, Alex is offered a second chance to attend one of the world's most elite universities on a full ride. What's the catch, and why her? Still searching for answers to this herself, Alex arrives in New Haven, tasked by her mysterious benefactors with monitoring activities of Yale secret societies. These 8 windowless tombs are well known to be haunts of the future rich and powerful, from high-ranking politicians to Wall Street and Hollywood's biggest players. But their occult activities are revealed to be more sinister and more extraordinary than any paranoid imagination might conceive. So we have secret societies, Yale, mystery, murder, all the good things. Sounds super good. I'm definitely going to read that one soon. Fall vibes. Get hype. Get excited. And yeah, those are all the books I have for y'all. Let me know if you guys have any book recommendations, what your favorite books are, what you're looking forward to. And thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast. Leave a review if you're feeling like it. And I hope y'all have an amazing week. You are the best. Thanks for listening and have fun reading. Bye.